This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. All right, this is a podcast for everybody who is afraid to purchase a firearm or own a firearm, and why you might want to rethink that from a rational point of view, and maybe some things that you haven't thought about. This is Mike Adams. I'm known as the Health Ranger. I'm the publisher of Gear.News, as well as Guns.News. And for most of my life, I never touched a gun, never owned a gun. I was afraid of guns for most of my youth because I believed what I saw in the media. I believed what I saw in the way guns were depicted in Hollywood movies or TV shows. And the truth is that people who aren't familiar with firearms have a very distorted view of what they are or how powerful they are or what it feels like to shoot one or the safety of one and so on. So if you're someone who has never owned a firearm, you need to listen to this podcast because you may find that you actually have a very distorted and non-true view of firearms. And that may be why you haven't owned one or decided to purchase one or train with one. Because when you get down to it, a firearm is the great equalizer. You know how sometimes liberals talk about inequality? They don't like inequality. They want everyone to be equal. Well, when it comes to self-defense, a gun makes you equal. Equal to a, let's say, 250-pound mixed martial arts champion who otherwise could beat the crap out of you or me. But with a firearm, suddenly we're all equal. Suddenly a 70-year-old grandma is equal to the 250-pound mixed martial arts expert because the firearm is the great equalizer. And that's why they make so much sense for self-defense. But again, people are afraid of them if they've never owned one or touched one. And I didn't for most of my life. Well, I don't know about most. I think I owned my first firearm or bought one for the first time roughly 20 years ago. So most of my life, I have not owned firearms. And yet today, I understand that they are extremely important tools for self-defense, for safety, home defense, family defense, and they are much, much safer than the way they have been depicted when used with a training and some wisdom. So let's talk about those points here. Number one, guns are not nearly as powerful as the way they're depicted in the movies. On TV and in Hollywood flicks, someone's shot with a gun and they fly backwards. They might be lifted off the floor and fly 20 feet in the air because of a single gunshot. That is pure fiction. They don't have that much energy. If they did, because of conservation of momentum, then the person firing the gun would also be blown back 20 feet, which doesn't happen at all. In fact, you can very comfortably fire a 9mm round with one hand, even if you're a relatively small or frail even individual. Although I say you should first train with two hands. I'm not saying just pick up one and start shooting off rounds with one hand, but you can. You don't have to be incredibly strong to manipulate a 9mm, and there are even smaller calibers like a 380 auto if the 9mm is too much for you. You know, the truth is that firearms do not have, you know, I'm talking about these pistols here. They simply don't have the power, the kinetic energy that they're depicted as having in movies. And that's because most people who write scripts for movies and TV shows also don't own guns and have never shot guns. And so they have an exaggerated view or perception of the power that these guns have. And again, that may interfere with you owning this very important tool for self-defense. And by the way, there's an aluminum revolver that is a .22 long rifle revolver. The .22 LR rounds are very, very tiny, very low power. They are, some people use them for shooting, I don't know, gophers or groundhogs or squirrels or whatever they shoot with them. They are very small, But you can put 8 rounds in this very lightweight revolver, which is super light, and you can easily pull the trigger and have 8 rounds. And I don't recall who makes this revolver. I wish I could remember right now, but it might be Smith & Wesson. It's a common revolver manufacturer. So even if you can't handle a larger weapon, such as a 9mm Glock, you can easily handle a .22 long rifle revolver, which doesn't even require you to rack the slide, you know, which requires a little bit of grip strength. So don't be put off by the so-called power of these weapons that you see in the movies. It's an exaggeration. Secondly, the safety of these firearms is much greater than the way they're depicted. A Glock, for example, has multiple internal safeties, and it doesn't just go off from touching it. This is a common misperception or myth by usually people on the political left. They think that guns go off by themselves, or that just touching a gun makes it go off. It's not true at all. You have to deploy the weapon. You have to pull the trigger with intent for it to go off, for it to fire. You know, guns don't fire on their own. And in fact, on a Glock, even if you pull the trigger back or something else pulls the trigger back, if you're not depressing the front latch of the trigger, it won't fire either, because that's another internal safety mechanism on the Glock, which has multiple internal safeties. Even if you drop a Glock, the firing pin won't engage the round without the trigger being pulled, because the trigger being pulled moves a physical safety rod out of the way that allows the firing pin to strike the primer on the cartridge. So just dropping a Glock won't make it go off. So guns are actually far safer than the way they're depicted, but that only comes with training. Obviously, if you point a gun at somebody and you pull the trigger accidentally, well, that's human error, and that can obviously accidentally kill someone. So you could be unsafe with a firearm if you're not practicing some common sense rules, like, hey, don't put your finger on the trigger all the time. Or, you know, hey, don't point the gun at people that you're not willing to destroy. You know, these are things that you should always keep in mind. Gun safety is absolutely key. But again, guns don't just kill people by themselves. Now, with that said, they can be effective at stopping bad people, but even then, they're not as effective as they're made out to be. In the movies, when a person gets shot with any pistol, they immediately crumple and die, unless they're a good guy, in which case they always stay alive long enough just to whisper one last phrase into the ear of a loved one. But if they're a bad guy, they go down and die immediately, because that's how guns are depicted in the movies, and it's not true. I've talked with many, many police officers and weapons experts, military people, and they will tell you that shooting a bad guy with many, many rounds of 9mm ammo does not guarantee that bad guy is even going to stop, much less be instantly killed. Truth is that handguns don't instantly stop people in many cases. So they're not nearly as lethal as they're made out to be, unless you strike a specific area. You know, if someone is shot in the brainstem, for example, or if someone is shot in the pelvis, they will often very quickly go down. But even if they're shot in the lung, it might take them several minutes to, you know, bleed out and die, during which they are still able to attack you quite effectively, believe it or not. So they're not as lethal as the way they're depicted. And yet, they can be a great equalizer if you know how to use one effectively. So if you haven't yet, if you have a hesitation about purchasing a firearm because you think it's too powerful, it's too strong, that you can't handle it, I encourage you to go get some instruction and find a concealed carry weapons instructor in your local area, which should be easy to find. Just search for concealed carry training or concealed carry classes in your local city or wherever you are, your county. And find an instructor and call them up and ask them if they'd be willing to just teach you some basic handgun safety and familiarization. just maybe a one-to-one class. And most of them will say, absolutely, we'd be happy to help you get familiar with firearms. And that's the first class that I recommend you take. And for that class, you don't even need any ammo, typically. You're not necessarily even going to shoot the firearm. For the first class, you might just be getting familiar with it. How does the safety mechanism work? How does the trigger feel? At what point does the trigger break and actually fire off the shot? If it's a semi-auto, how do you rack the slide? How do you reload? What does trigger reset feel like after a shot? How do you line up the sights? You know, sight alignment is a very crucial skill for being able to hit your intended target. So these are all things that you can learn without firing a shot. You know, proper grip, proper stance, and so on. And then when it comes time to actually fire a shot, as long as you have ear protection on, and eye protection, obviously, you'll be surprised at how mild the shot is. It's nothing like the way it's depicted in the movies. And if you're lucky enough to find an instructor who has a suppressor for a pistol, ask if you can fire it through the suppressor, because then the shot will feel even lighter. It will be quieter and smoother, and it will feel like almost nothing. You'll be so surprised. Even if you're an elderly individual, even if you don't have strong grip strength, you're not a farmer or whatever, you'll be surprised that you can still actuate a pistol with relatively little strength, you know, even no matter what your age. So that's something to keep in mind. And then from there, once you get familiar with what it feels like to shoot the firearm, then you're no longer afraid of it. And you can practice skills. You can practice shooting. You can practice sight alignment. Eventually, you can work your way up to right-handed shooting, left-handed shooting, shooting from kneeling positions, shooting from the ground even, shooting from different positions, shooting from behind cover, reloading on the fly, clearing jams, lots of skills that you can always stack on top of that. But if you're afraid of the weapon, you're never going to be able to graduate to those skills. So getting past the fear is the first step. And for most people, the fear is irrational. There really isn't a physical reason that they should be afraid of firing the firearm. It's just that they have been brainwashed by movies into thinking that it's like a bomb going off in your hand when it's nothing like that at all. You know, unless you have a seriously malfunctioning firearm, in which case something could, I guess, explode in your hand, but that's extremely rare. And usually doesn't happen if you keep your firearm in decent working order. Now let's talk about rifles for a second, because rifles are very much the same thing. Now we're going to talk about the most common self-defense rifle, which is the AR-15. AR-15 is wildly overhyped by the media. Most people think the AR-15 is a military weapon. It isn't. It doesn't work in automatic mode, and the bullets that it fires are very tiny. It's about the same diameter as a .22 rifle bullet. It just has more kinetic energy behind it because it's a much larger cartridge of powder. So it's moving at a higher velocity, but it's still a very small bullet. Now the AR-15 rifle, they can weigh anywhere from 7 to 9 pounds. So it does take some strength to shoulder the weapon. This is why men tend to have an easier time with them than women, especially as women get older. There are a lot of women in their older years that may not be able to shoulder an AR-15, but they can shoulder other weapons, such as a sub-2000, for example, which fires 9mm rounds in a rifle kind of configuration, but it's very lightweight. That's one option. But you can also get lightweight AR-15s that only weigh 7 pounds, or sometimes even less than 7 pounds, which a lot of women don't have a problem with at all. And here's the thing that shocks people who have been scared to death about firearms because of what they've watched on television. Shooting an AR-15 has less of a kick than shooting a 9mm pistol. Let me say that again. Shooting an AR-15 rifle has less of a kick than shooting a 9mm pistol. Why is that? Isn't there more velocity behind the rounds leaving the AR-15? Yes, but the AR-15 has more mass. Because it has much more mass, it doesn't kick very much, doesn't move. And those of us who train in self-defense combat and weapon systems, we consider the AR-15 to be you know, very small weapon, very manageable, easy to handle, but not big enough to get a lot of jobs done. You're not going to be able to blast through cover in a lot of cases. It doesn't have long range like a 308 round does, or a 300 Win Mag or something like that. A 5.56, which is sometimes called the 0.223 Remington, although they're slightly different in the chamber pressure, but nevertheless, we'll just call it a 223 for this podcast. The 223 round, which is the Imperial system, it's 0.223 inches in diameter, the bullet is. That's what the AR-15 shoots, and it's really, it just doesn't have a lot of kinetic energy behind it, you know, compared to other rounds. So you'd be surprised if you've had all this hype about, oh, this is a scary looking rifle, and it's a battle weapon, and it shoots, and it's like explosions going off, and it throws people across the room. If you actually shoot an AR-15, you'll be shocked that it's incredibly easy to shoot. It's so easy to shoot that I film videos where I just have it on the ground, and I just, without even bracing it, I just pull the trigger on while the gun is lying on the ground, and it just barely moves. It just kind of hops a slight amount. You can't even call it a hop. It kind of shifts when the round fires. It's not a very strong round. You're going to need something like an AR-15 to have a proper defense, because the pistol just doesn't do everything for you. A pistol just doesn't have the range. A pistol doesn't have the kinetic energy behind it that a rifle round has. And a rifle is much easier to aim than a pistol. So even if you're a new student, you'll find you can put rifle rounds on target at 100 yards about as easily as you can put pistol rounds on target at 15 or 20 yards. So pistols are inaccurate, not that powerful, not as effective as rifles, which is why wars are won with rifles and not pistols, by the way, and not shotguns either. So these are just some things to keep in mind. Don't be afraid of these firearms because of what you've seen on TV, but do get good, adequate safety training from qualified experts in your area, because safe handling of these weapons is absolutely critical. They can be dangerous, obviously, if you don't know how to handle them safely. So safety first, and it's about safety with the weapon, but also safety for, you know, you and your family, which is why you probably want to have one of these weapons in the first place. And if you get training and you have a quality firearm, then you're going to do just fine. No matter what your age, almost no matter what your strength, you'll be able to work these systems without any problem. So check out more news on all this at guns.news or gear.news. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.